You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, croaky voice. Welcome to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. My name is Robin, and I'm here with
Nat.
And, oh my goodness. You can tell by the sound of my voice that it is the morning show here on the station.
It is a slightly smoky morning on Burnaby Mountain.
Did you smell a little bit of smoke on the mountain?
A tiny bit. It might have been my imagination from reading the news, but I think.
Very possible. There are multiple fires burning in Alberta. I just got back from spending a week in Calgary at the annual community radio conference, and the air quality was kind of terrible at some points, and the fires were a lot better last week than they were 2 weeks ago, but still.
Still have some of that kind of lingering air quality. Mm-hmm. I suppose you were mostly in the hotel, or
I was staying with my sister because I have family there. But the rest of our delegates, there was five of us from CGSF who were representing, and they had an Airbnb that they stayed in together that was closer to the downtown core where the bulk of the conference happened. So it was good. We had a opportunity to meet and greet and rub elbows with campus community folks from all over the country and make connections and feel inspired and give a hand to a bunch of folks that won awards for programming across the sector at the big gala and heard some great bands and
fantastic
all around good time, other than the little bit of the air quality was not so great. How's your morning been, Matt?
My morning has been good. It's been a little rushed because I've been trying to put together a list of songs that I can play for this, but I think I've had just enough time to do that, thankfully.
Great. When you and I spoke yesterday, just briefly, it's like, oh no, it's Wednesday and there's a show to do. What might happen? You were gracious enough to join me, and what we're going to do today on the show is mostly play music. I brought some songs, you brought some songs, we'll kind of mix and match a little bit, and maybe have a little chit-chat in the meantime. And
maybe we have a little thing we can maybe talk about at some point after we play some music.
Yeah, I think so. I think our playlist is pretty chill from, the sounds of what...
Nothing that'll be a major shock to the senses on a kind of sleepy Wednesday morning.
Yeah. And I think we'll just jump right in. I have a band, artist. This came up in my email yesterday, actually, and sometimes I click on things and sometimes I don't. A lot of times I just delete things. but it looked like it might fit the bill, and today it does. The artist is called Silent Saint Jay. They're Canadian. Don't know a whole lot about them, but the song that we're going to hear is called Alexithymia, and the album is the same name, Alexithymia. And when I Googled, what the heck is that? It is this ability, non-ability to sort of identify how you're thinking and feeling.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it. I think it's the inability to identify what your emotions actually are, kind of like a self-blindness kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I thought that was kind of an interesting term, and I'm definitely falling into that category. The wallet at home when my phone and just like yeah, can't seem to keep up from down at the moment. So this seems like an appropriate song, if not for you, for me this morning. So let's have a listen to it. This is, as I said, Silent Saint Jay here on Intravenous.
Thank you. Hide the children, hide the children, hide the children. A storm is coming. I will be a wall. I will be a wall. Hide the children, hide the children, hide the children. A storm is coming. I will be a wall. I will be a wall.
Ray Spoon from My Prairie Home, a track called I Will Be a Wall. And that was one that you brought, Nat.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to play trans and non-binary artists, mostly ones from Canada, but that's quite hard. And to be honest, after the last time I was on, I'm slightly running out of artists to find, but I'm really trying my best. And yeah, Ray Spoon is a non-binary folk and country musician from Calgary, Alberta. And they've talked a lot about the kind of interesting mismatch, I suppose, of kind of being a queer country singer. That's not something that usually goes together. But definitely something I consider being a country singer, but being someone who is queer from like a very rural area.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really love about Ray Spoon is their ability to sort of transform and morph the genre of music that they put out. You know, some of it's been quite country and quite old-timey. And then, you know, what we just heard, I wouldn't consider that country or that old-timey.
No.
It had a really nice kind of mellow pop flavor to it.
It definitely feels very kind of indie, but I think from the name of the album, My Prairie Home, I think it's got those themes in there at least.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. You're listening to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where it's convocation today.
It is. It feels like it's been convocation for a very long time. I am quite looking forward to the day when I can actually walk through the big kind of mall area that we have, because it's full of chairs right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little bit startled when I came up to campus, because I was away last week, and saw, you know, signs, convocation parking this way, and I was like, oh my goodness, it's going to be madness on campus. But I do have to say, one of the things that I love about convocation is that the graduates get piped in by the not the CJSF pipe band, but the SFU pipe band. And I love a good pipe band.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that we had one, because I think SFU's, all of their music stuff is in Vancouver, so we don't usually see them here at Burnaby.
They are world renowned.
Oh, wow. And I guess that shows my ignorance.
They win all kinds of like pipe band competitions, and they're really good. And what's great about it, and I guess interesting, and maybe other university pipe bands are likewise, but there's community members, and there's some quite young'uns who play in the pipe band, as well as, you know, some old timers. So it's a really intergenerational and community effort, which is really neat.
So it's a very mixed bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like today's show is kind of a mixed bag of music that I brought and that Nat brought. Let's start with something that you've got in your playlist.
Okay. Just picking one out. Steph Jacqueline is a trans musician from Philadelphia. And I believe she is a friend of my friend, because I message a lot of people saying, do you know any trans artists? And especially if they're Canadian. So she is not Canadian. She's from the great state of Pennsylvania. But I really enjoyed this song. It's called Heroes of Baseball, from the album Steph Jacqueline Presents the Heroes of Baseball Volume 2.
Slam the doors and kiss our moms goodbye, and leave them for smash too. When you know, well, you're happy. 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 There is but one love, but one love. Better than you know.
Called Bria from the album Country Covers Volume 2 and a cover song, like the title says, of a Mary Margaret O'Hara song, When You Know Why You're Happy. And I was super happy to discover that cover because I love Mary Margaret O'Hara. I've played the album that is from originally to death over the years, and might even, you know, be up there on an album that, you know, if I was stranded on a desert island, it would come with me.
That's definitely something to think about for the CJSF Desert Island Discs that I'm sure will happen one day.
So, you know, kind of cool that there's a cover and familiar enough, but also, you know, what I appreciate in a cover song is that they take it in their own artistic direction and, you know, really play with the artisticness of it all.
I don't have any cover songs today, but I can definitely think of some that have really kind of just replaced the original for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people just have this sort of sense about how they can interpret the music, right? And it's really cool that that's that their vision is so outside of what the original artist did. If you're just tuning in, this is a little bit of a departure today on the program, in the sense that it's an all music show rather than more talk than music. Nat and I decided yesterday that we didn't have a lot of time to plan.